This is the news, according to me. Well, it is once again. It's 5:05 on Wednesday, 2021, March 3rd. And I have to say that my throat is dry. So you know what that means. That means I need some sweet tea. And the sweet tea is quite a ways away from me. So I'm going to have to walk away from the microphone. And you're just going to have to deal with it. And now I have sweet tea. So now you can relax. Go ahead and relax now. I know you were concerned about my sweet tea here. Put my headphones back on. Here we go. The sweet tea in my jug. That's the way life should be. Well, I've had a interesting day so far. and it sounds like there's some interesting news out there as well. I was just trying to listen to a little bit of Fox News before I came onto the show here, because I'm going to be doing a show now, and I'm going to do a show probably again a little bit later, and then I'm probably going to do another show a little bit later today. Both shows tomorrow will most likely be recorded today. This will be this evening's show, and then we'll be doing tomorrow morning's show will be, I'm sure, will be recorded probably tonight. because there's, tomorrow I'm going to be traveling, and I start off the day at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to go pretty much all day. And then I won't get home until about midnight tomorrow. So it's going to be a big day. And I'm probably not going to feel like doing a show after midnight when after I drive 3 hours home tomorrow. So just saying. That's a little heads up there for those of you who are looking for more of the news according to me. You just can't get enough of me. Some interesting stuff been going on. I've been trying to keep up on some of the, explain to me what it means when a counterterrorism, the FBI counterterrorism official, I just saw this headline a while back, says no firearms recovered during January 6th Capitol breach. We were being told that this thing was a armed insurrection. Deadly, bloody insurrection. The one officer that died didn't die on premises. And now we find out that we were lied to about that whole thing. The other officers who died, the one committed suicide. I'm not sure how the other one died. Several days later. I believe that maybe a couple of them may have actually taken their lives. I'm not sure exactly what happened with that. Which is sad. And it's really disgusting that they're using that as a way to ramp up the rhetoric. And then they wonder why we're upset about it. Why we're trying to get defensive about it. Because they're using all that to change the narrative into, we are, you and I, and anybody else who listens to this program, you're now a terrorist because you listen to this program, probably. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Not sure what's going on with all that. So, I have, let's see, what else is going on here? I had some other information. What happened to it? I just had it right here. It was just right here. But I don't know where it is. Apparently, there was some, I'm trying to look over this. It's, I don't have the stack of stuff that Rush has. I'm just going to go there. I do have some headlines here that we'll go through, though, however. One of the things I wanted to talk about that I didn't really talk about much yet. Governor Whitmer has gotten, she's blaming, she's gotten caught three times in lies now. And she always has a way of wiggling out of it. And she's doing it again. However, this time I think it's going to be a problem. Because I get this feeling, this suspicion I have. And this is typical of, you know, there's no honor amongst thieves. And I believe that what we're going to see here is people start to turn on each other. Because as things get heated up closer to home, closer to the top, she starts ratting her, you know, other people out and blaming other people. Now, see, what happened was this individual who was a health advisor, I believe, of some kind, for the state of Michigan, maybe directly to the governor, and they left their position. And they were paid $100,000 as a severance. And they were also told to keep quiet. And she's like, "Oh, this is standard. This is standard. The way people normally, when people are given an exit contract, this is the way they do it." You look at the fine details here. This is not the way it's normally done. The way there were things, this is not a typical corporate move. But she would like to have you believe it that way. This has all the earmarkings of hush money. We want you to leave. You know, basically, it was probably somebody who was going to rat them out on some of the data and some of the things that happened. Because at the bottom of all this is the nursing home scandal. Now, I happen to know someone I know someone very closely who works in healthcare in Michigan. And in their particular health system, they have not done anything where they've sent people to nursing homes that were not capable of providing proper care and proper isolation for nursing home patients. So, in that respect, they were the government facilities. A lot of the things that are in, a lot of the bigger government facilities, of course, are in the Detroit area. But there's some other areas that are like Grand Rapids and those kinds of areas. Grand Rapids is a very large town as well. Yeah, I mean, relatively speaking, in Michigan. So then you have, you know, areas like what's the capital of Michigan? I can't remember what it is anymore. Not Pontiac. I don't think it's Pontiac. Is it Pontiac? I don't know. I can't remember. So these areas there's problems there. If you think Cuomo's got problems with the nursing home thing, just wait until all the information comes out about what happened in Michigan, because it was a kind of a cookie cutter deal. But because of the way that Gretchen Whitmer manages things, there is a little cartel there between Whitmer, the Secretary of State, and the Attorney General, State Attorney General in Michigan. And it's a very interesting situation. Now, speaking of COVID, let's just go over a few things here that have happened today. Biden is kind of taking some flack because he he's come out now and speaking out. I guess Mississippi, I think, now has opened up as well today. 100% open. No mask mandate. And that simply means that, you know, local officials can still, you know, local health departments, local, you know, they can still issue their decrees that people have to wear masks in certain restaurants or certain facilities have to, you know, have masks on or they can't operate. Of course, Biden has said this is, you know, this is saving lives. We're saving lives. Well, the guy the other day that was being interviewed from the Biden administration, he simply requoted what Biden had said. And I don't know where Biden gets his information or where he has the scientific data to show. He just makes these numbers up. He said, masks, if we wear masks, experts say if we wear masks, we can save 50,000 lives. By May or whatever. I don't know what he said. This was like two or three weeks ago. Really? How do you go there? Where's the data to show that? There's no study that's anywhere that says that that's going to be the case. If masks are so effective, folks, we've been wearing masks. There's been more people are wearing masks now than they've ever been wearing. In terms of most, you know, in this last outbreak, in the peak, in the second wave, as they called it. And I started talking about this a little bit a couple days ago, about how a virus works. And when we had this outbreak, you know, you can't just shut down the entire country. And, you know, for 14 days, that turns into a year, and expect this to change. Because every time, as long as it's in the country, it will still burn through the population. As long as it's still here. And they're finding this out in some other countries as well that are islands. Places like Australia. They thought that they had completely eradicated it because they hadn't had a case in 2 weeks. Well, you just hadn't tested the people who had it. You can't, unless you test your entire population and test them for 4 days in a row with all negatives, and then you don't allow anybody else in the country, you might be able to overcome this thing as a country. As long as one person's got it, it's probably going to spread. Probably already has spread. And you just simply can't keep that from happening. Folks, you can't. They have imports and exports. There are shipping companies that are coming in and out of there. You cannot keep people separated. It's just an impossibility. As long as it's in the world, you're going to have the problem. Now, where we would have been wise would have been allowing it to burn through the community in a controlled rate, which is what they were trying to flatten the curve. They never said it was going to be. Now, when you flatten a curve, it tends to spread out, so it's going to last longer. It was just not going to overwhelm the system. But now all of a sudden, the magic mask. Well, if you're wearing a mask, everything's fine. You can do whatever you want as long as you're wearing a mask. And yet it still spreads. Which is partially because of the misinformation about masks. And the false sense of security, the false sense of protection that it gives you. Now, don't get me wrong. There's probably some amount of protection that comes from wearing a mask. I don't know what it is. I'm going to assume, yeah, there's probably some. We don't know what it is. And frankly, it's not going to be as effective as social distance and washing your hands, washing your face, and, you know, not coughing and breathing on people, not touching your face. So I don't know. I don't even know where to begin with this whole thing. Now, Governor Whitmer she's going to try to weasel out of this, and she's got a lot of people on her side because she has a lot of people close to her that are powerful in the state as well. Now, I guess, speaking of Michigan, we have this interesting election thing, I guess. And I haven't seen the headline, but I got a text message. I'm not sure exactly. Let's see here. Michigan just concluded their extensive election investigation and confirmed that China Joe won by 150,000 votes. This was an extensive voter investigation where they count votes that are invalid. Yeah, it's, folks, this was, again, Fox watching Hen House. This is not a true audit. The only audit that was ever done was that one in Arpaio County or whatever, not Arpaio, what is it, something county, it was a county, started with county. They did, and they found a huge problem with the machines. Initially, when they got the audit done, they were given a gag order. They couldn't talk about the results. Then, in the meantime, the Attorney General of Michigan decided to file charges against the lawyer who conducted the investigation, who filed a legal for it. Folks, this is punishing you for doing your job. This is like suing the governor for being the governor. The most ridiculous thing. But that's the way they work up there, because that's Chicago politics. And that's what they're calling it. So I guess Mississippi now is also wide open. Not that I'm going to go there anytime soon, but it's just, it's good to know. So it's interesting. It's interesting that Romney fell down. Has a big black eye. I don't know how many of you have heard about this news. Romney took a little tumble. Mittens. Romney took a little tumble. And decided that he would get a black eye out of this whole thing. I guess he's not said really exactly how it happened. He says he slipped and fell, hit his head. Was unconscious, actually. And I'm guessing this is going to be a serious enough injury for old Mitt that well, you know, sometimes things happen like that, and you have to kind of wonder what's going on in the background. It's just like when Joe fell down, broke his foot, or whatever happened to his foot. You know, did he really get injured? Did he really fall down? Was the dog involved? Did he do something stupid? And they came up with some kind of excuse. You don't know. And it's you just have to wonder what in the world's going on there. But because I don't trust the stories that they give us anymore. I've gotten beyond that. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. And when they give you something he tripped over a dog. I kind of wonder too if it was on Joe's behalf. I really wonder if he accidentally. On purpose, you know, if something happened, if it actually did happen, if it didn't happen, even if it didn't happen, if something happened that they just wanted to get sympathy for Joe. When I was in high school, there was a guy in my class, high school class. It was in junior high, actually. Eighth grade. Football. Broke his leg. This was season practice before the games even started. Broke his leg. He became, I think, one of the most popular kids in my class for a couple of years. because he broke his leg. Everybody felt sorry for him, which is fine. That's good. But everybody rallied around the guy, and then he became really popular. There's a certain part of our empathy that most people have. Not everybody does. Some people do. I don't have any empathy at all. I had some, but I lost it. I don't know what happened to it. I just heard a helicopter flying over this building. A little black helicopter. I'm not sure what that's all about. They got a laser beam focused on my head. So, I don't know where I was going with that. Probably nowhere. So I'm just going to stop telling that story. So Romney fell down, hurt his eye, hurt his, really bad. It looked pretty bad. What I saw looked pretty bad. And I would imagine they probably put some makeup on that guy because he usually does have makeup, actually. And I would bet that it's a lot worse than it looks. He didn't look very happy. So we're going to see what happens with all this stuff. Something else happened down by the border. I'll get into that a little bit. This crash that happened down there was really sad. There's a couple things going on at the border right now. One is that they're trying to say this isn't a crisis. And they've got people coming in. They're not going to call it a crisis because they're just going to let them go. And then what they've actually done with these people, I think they've had over 300 people so far, or maybe it was 3,000. Actually, I think it was 3,000 so far, that they have detained and then let go. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. 300 of them had COVID, and they just let them go. Come on in. Now, you and I are supposed to stay home and look out our little windows and watch the world go by. Hide from this disease that's deadly. Let's talk about that a little bit. The chances of young people, kids, dying from this COVID thing is like 0.0, if you get it. This doesn't even count if you don't get it. This is if you get it, chances of anything serious happening to you are like 0.0001% or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. It's just ridiculous numbers. And yet we treat it like it's Ebola. I'm going to say it's a flu-like virus. It's a respiratory virus, but if you look at it and compare it to the flu in terms, and it's kind of apples to oranges, but let's just compare the two. The flu affects more young people. In fact, extremely young people up to about the age of 7 or 8 are highly affected by the flu. It's an extremely high death toll for comparatively. And older people, also the flu is very, very hard on older people as well. Now this, the COVID thing, is much harder on older people. However, proportionally, it is almost zero issue with young people, especially under the age of 30. Childbearing years, you shouldn't be even taking the virus and taking the vaccine, according to what I've heard. Just don't do that. Everybody's taking it. There have been a couple of cases now, and this is where it gets really difficult to deal with. The numbers games. There have been 3 or 4 kind of, they call them spontaneous miscarriages from people who have taken the vaccine. Now, how many spontaneous miscarriages have happened from people who didn't take the vaccine? What's the normal rate of that kind of thing? when you're talking about how many million people right now are pregnant? And what are the odds? Now, how many millions of people every day are getting vaccinated? Now, if I were pregnant, which I'm not, I don't identify as a pregnant person. But if I was, I would not take the vaccine. And I know that sounds, there is a certain amount of, I mean, it would be a tough decision. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying I wouldn't, for me personally. Now, maybe I would feel different about it. I don't know. But I don't think I would. I really don't think I would. However, it's a tough decision to make. You got to do what you think you got to do. But it just doesn't seem like I would. It's not something I would do. So that's how I'm looking at it. So more and more folks are coming across the border now. And I guess there's all kinds of caravans and things happening that it's going to be interesting to see what happens here with regard to had a caller here, but I can't verify who that is. So I'm not gonna worry about that. More people come across the border, and in the process now, the coyotes have again opened up. They're open for business again. They watch what's going on down at the border, and there's an old part of the fence that the fence down there, the wall, I'll call it that. And what they do is they'll cut out a section of the fence when the cameras aren't looking, because they know how they got nothing to do but wait. They just wait it out. They come in, they cut open the fence, and then they usually replace the fence, or they put it back up so that it can't be seen really very well and make it look like it's there, and then they keep that spot open, and they just keep using it. So question is, who's watching the fence? Now, this is one of those things that kind of bugs me about the whole, what the Democrats wanted to do was a soft border. That's what Hillary Clinton was talking about when there was the big wall thing was going on with Trump. Hillary and the Democrats wanted to have a soft border, a technology border, where we guard it with technology. Well, how about both? How about somebody just patrolling the fence down there and making sure that there's nothing out there, or that the fence, that wall, whatever, hasn't been cut open somewhere? How about doing that? That seems like it's reasonable. This group of individuals. My understanding is that there were two vehicles involved in this, not involved in the crash. There were two vehicles involved in the crash, but there were two vehicles involved in the overrunning of the coming across the border. They had, I believe, 25 people stacked in a Suburban. And the way they do this is they lay people down, take all the chairs out, and they lay people down, and they just start stacking them in on top of each other. They drive them through the desert, I think for over 100 miles. And so they had two of these trucks, and they got them across the border. And they got the fence knocked down, probably a section that had already been chopped down, cut out before, but they didn't replace it. They left it hanging down. I guess they left it down. And they just took off. I guess in the process of going through an intersection, they ran a stop sign, the way I understand it. I don't think it was a stop light. It was a stop sign. There was a truck coming, a semi-truck, and T-boned the car, the Suburban, struck it at pretty high speed. This is an area out in the desert where there's really very little of anything. It's out in kind of an open area. And people tend to drive fast out there. And what they try to do is get out there and blend in with traffic. They get out there with the Suburban, they start driving, and they just try to look like all the other traffic, and they just try to blend in and hope they don't get random checked. So this is what happens. The truck pulls out across the intersection, and the semi-truck didn't have time to stop. It wasn't expecting that. Now, I know I got hit one time, or I should say I hit somebody one time, because they pulled up to a stop sign. I didn't have a stop sign. They pulled up and stopped. They didn't look my way. They just started pulling out. And I had no place to go. I had to pick a spot to hit the truck. And I was doing probably 40 miles an hour. By the time I hit the truck, it's probably doing, I don't know, maybe 15 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour probably. Just totaled the car I was driving. It was a mess. I had a little bitty sports car. And there's only so much you can do. I'm wondering if the truck driver thought it looks like they were slowing down, or if they had actually slowed down and then they sped up again thinking they could make it across. I don't know what happened there. Maybe they never looked. Maybe because it was, you get that many people in there, how hard is it to drive the truck? As you're talking pretty crowded, I'd assume your elbows don't have a whole lot of steering room there, let alone being able to see outside very well. And they probably had the windows darkened and all kinds of things because of trying to hide people in there. So it's sad. It's really sad. I think at least 13 people, last report I heard was 15 people had passed away. But it was a mess. Some serious injuries. And of course, now they're going to say I'm sure it's all Trump's fault. But when Circle Back Psaki was asked whether there's a crisis on the border, she said, "Well, I'm not going to choose your narrative. Choose how you choose to define it. I'm not going to go allow you to set the bar of how you choose to define it. It was a crisis a few years ago at the border when Trump was in office. Now it's just they're facilitating everybody coming, wanting to come in. We are being invaded. It's an unarmed invasion. That's what it is. And if you think about it, if there was a, they broke through a fence, got into our country, and that's okay. If you break into a window and get into the Capitol building, you are a terrorist, even though you're not armed any more than they are coming across the border. And some of them are actually. Some of the coyotes are. So, you stop and think about, okay, it's okay for us peasants out here in the wasteland to be invaded. It's not okay for the ruling echelon in the tabernacle of democracy. They cannot be bothered by the ruthless mobs with their pitchforks. It's a pretty serious situation we got going on, folks. So yeah, so there's all that stuff that's happening, and there was another thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, and I can't. What was the one? Let me look at my note. I'm actually going to look at my notes here once and just see what I forgot to say. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is out. I got that written down there. Tiger had a crash. Of course, we all know about that. I haven't heard much about him in the news lately. Did I mention anything about Janet Yellen? I'm not sure. I think I did. I talked about Janet Yellen. She's yelling and she won't shut up. she just won't stop yelling. Wouldn't she be great for a neighbor? Yelling. My neighbor's yelling. Won't stop yelling. She has a lot of low She says that Bitcoin is not very efficient because you can't purchase anything with it. You know, it's not easy to purchase stuff with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And then like the next day, a major banking system went down that enables people to transfer funds. She couldn't do it. Speaking of transferring funds, I need to do that. And not sure how that's going to happen yet. Got to figure that out. So there you go. I think I can hear my bumper music kicking in. So I may have to go try to keep my shows at a little bit lower. I put a timer on my recording device now. So that's why my shows will be a little bit less lengthy, drawn out, boring. But I need a nap. I'm kind of tired. I'm probably going to be eating some supper here before too long. I had no lunch. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do tomorrow for breakfast. So I got to plan all that out. It takes a lot of effort for an old guy like me. I do want to thank everybody for listening, for subscribing, for sharing this podcast. The numbers have, obviously, people are listening to this thing, which just blows my mind. And it's very, I'm very honored by that. So I do appreciate it. Now after this week, I'll be back, kind of at the regular schedule, hopefully for a while, for the rest of this month, at least that's the plan. And, I'll have some better news reports. That's the plan. I'm telling you that's the plan because I don't make any guarantees. But the mask thing is a really tough issue with me, simply because there's just a lack of scientific evidence, and for people to come out and make claims, 50,000 lives. Now Biden said 50,000 lives. Experts say 50,000 lives we can save. Well, now this, one of his, I was getting to this earlier, I forgot to talk, that's why I'm bringing it up again, because I didn't complete my thought. This one guy from the Biden administration came out, he's being questioned about this whole thing, and about the whole Texas thing. And he said, well, you know, Biden said that we could save 50,000 lives if everybody wore a mask, and we've saved so many lives by wearing masks now. How do you quantify that? How do you make that statement? Does a little bell ring on your mask every time it stops the COVID from hitting somebody? And you know, Biden today was saying, oh, you know, we're going back to this Neanderthal, you know, going back to caveman type thing or something to that effect. By not wearing masks now, he doesn't like what Mississippi and Texas are doing because we're going back in time. Now we're going to, you know, we're almost getting this disease under control. We could have this disease under control and we just need to continue to do what we're doing. It's like, if what we're doing is not working, why are we continuing to do it? And we were told to lock ourselves in for 14 days and shut down the economy. It didn't work. It got worse. And more things shut down as time went on. And it just got worse. And then summer came and it got better. And then it got worse again because everybody started wearing masks. Not because, but, you know, everybody did start wearing masks, but it still got worse. But the magic mask is going to save the world. It is simply ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And it's getting really old. I think I have mask fatigue. I'm getting tired of wearing it. And I can tell that my voice, you know, I've had to wear one now for the last 2 days, quite a bit, several hours out of the last couple of days. And I have to say, it is. I'm noticeably have issues with my throat, my breathing. It's just not healthy, and I'm wearing a clean mask, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But so there you go. Well, I guess I hear my bumper music in the background, leading me to close this session down. But nevertheless, there will be more tonight, and I'm sure after I get caught up on all the news, I'll have an opportunity to share with you my insights and my opinion on the news, according to me. Have a great night, everybody, and God bless. Keep praying for the nation. Keep praying for our leaders, and we'll pray for each other. We'll just keep on trucking. Keep on rolling this little trolley down the road and see what happens at the end of the road. Now, I hear them. Oh, here comes the music. It's going to get loud enough for you to hear it now, pretty sure. So, again, have a great night, everybody. God bless. See you again later. Or talk to you. Something. Good night.